Another discovery of avian flu today in the U.S., the virus was detected at live poultry markets in northeastern New Jersey. Officials say there are no cases of chickens being infected, but an investigation is underway. In neighboring Delaware, officials are testing for avian flu after outbreaks at two farms there led to the slaughter of more than 80,000 chickens and the quarantine of many farms. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to the heart of Delaware's poultry industry, and he has this report.
The Delmarva Peninsula is a flat expanse of land encompassing the three states from which it draws its name, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. It's home to a multi-billion-dollar poultry industry, dotted with dozens of chicken processing plants, hundreds of poultry farms, and thousands of chicken houses growing millions of birds. Sussex County in southern Delaware is the heart of that industry, processing more broiler chickens than anywhere else in the nation. It's a way of life for 41-year-old Vance Phillips, a second-generation poultry farmer in Laurel, Delaware.
It's a way of life that a lot of people have come to depend on, and when something like this occurs, it really shakes the foundations of our psychology. I'm one of many that have those concerns.
Those concerns began last week when chickens on a farm in nearby Kent County were found to be carrying a strain of avian flu. Early this week, the flu was found on a farm some 5 miles away. While state officials stressed the disease is no threat to humans, tens of thousands of birds at both farms had to be destroyed. Phillips and other farmers hoped that was the end of it.
Most farmers are heavily leveraged. One chicken house may cost $150,000 or $60,000. And those mortgage payments have to be made. And farmers in this situation are living from flock to flock, depending on the income from those chickens. And so we're all just hoping and praying that it doesn't hit our flocks. But if it does, we'll continue to pray.
Bonnie Hill and her husband own Peninsula Poultry Equipment, a chain of three stores that sell and service poultry supplies. Customers coming into the store are urged to step first in a foot wash to disinfect their shoes so that mud or manure can't be tracked from farm to farm. She says business is already off a bit.
We get an average of 10 to 15 calls a day on service. Yesterday we got three. Today we've had two. So people are not calling. They're trying to do the repairs yourself. They want to limit what goes on their property, the people who come on their property.
At Hobo Farm in Greenwood, Delaware, two men wearing white coveralls spray disinfectant on the tires of a large semi-truck preparing to leave the farm. Other similarly dressed men can be seen in the distance walking around three red chicken houses. It was here where the second outbreak of the avian flu virus occurred. Officials pumped carbon dioxide into the chicken houses to destroy 75,000 birds. They're now being composted and will eventually be spread onto nearby croplands as fertilizer. Bill Satterfield, director of the Delmarva Poultry Industry, a trade group, says it's not yet clear what the economic impact of the flu outbreak will be in the region.
From an operational point of view, this is having a tremendous impact, and we're asking everybody in the chicken industry and everybody who does business with the chicken industry to change their behaviors. Business as usual is not going to work. We need cooperation from all segments to prevent the disease virus from spreading.
Delmarva growers hope to avoid a repeat of what happened in Virginia 2 years ago. An outbreak of avian flu there led to the destruction of nearly 5 million birds. About a dozen nations have already banned the import of chickens from Delaware, and while that's just some 5% of the region's business, no one wants it to get any worse. Brian Naylor, NPR News.